What would you do with an extra hour each day? The answer for many is work. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 30th day of October. Happy Halloween, and thanks for being with us. The markets had their worst week since mid-March. Speaking of the markets, hey, you want to bet? Have you heard Pinterest is booming, and why? We've got the Wall Street Report, and binging on Netflix is going to cost you more. Also, because it's Friday, Jeff Pitts is in. We'll chat it up about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines, Iowa metro this weekend into next week. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, happy Halloween to you. I know it's a day early, but Beggar's Night in many parts of the country is tonight, rather than on Halloween, at least many places here in Iowa. And they say, this is the reason for that. They say that Beggar's Night, when it happens on Halloween, it's too violent. So they moved it a day earlier. Okay. Hey, you want to follow us on Twitter? You could do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the Wall Street Journal reports that from the middle of March until the middle of September, Americans spent 60 million fewer hours commuting to and from work each day. That's right, 60 million fewer hours commuting each day, the result of many of us working from home. So what are Americans doing with all that extra time? Well, the vast majority are working. It breaks down like this. About 9% of us are working a second job. 11% are headed outside for some leisure or exercise. About the same percentage are engaged in childcare. 15% of Americans are doing home improvements. 18% are doing indoor leisure stuff like binging on Netflix. And a whopping 35% are spending those saved hours working. Now, if you add it all up, the additional labor, it's soaking up over 70% of the time that we would have been out there commuting, or more than 43 million hours each workday. Digging into the data further, the Journal says even though workers are working more hours because they've ditched their commute, Americans say they are overall working less. They spent 36.4 hours a week working before the pandemic compared to 32 hours a week now. So what's going on? Well, research suggests that employees, while working their commute time, they're taking more breaks during the day for other responsibilities, from cleaning to cooking to childcare to doing the laundry, all kinds of stuff going on. So now you know. How about that? What was that number? 60 million fewer hours commuting each day. And we're spending a lot of that working. The stock market had its worst week since mid-March, and the three major indices all dove lower. What was the reason? Well, doubt about tech stocks, the raging COVID-19 infection rate here in the United States, and the fact that there will be no stimulus package before or even after the election, according to Senator Mitch McConnell. So there's that. I'll share the numbers with you in just a bit. Speaking of the markets, and we found this interesting, according to just-completed research, gambling in the stock market is far more prevalent than previously imagined. The study's authors, all finance academics, calculate that the dollar value of the gambling on the stock market is at least 3.5 times the combined total of activities at casinos, online gambling, gaming machines, bingo, keno, lotteries, horse tracks, and sports betting. That is a lot of money. The study focuses on what they call lottery stocks. The researchers define those lottery stocks as those that have low prices, high volatility, and return distributions that are positively skewed. The stocks they name, by the way, and they do, are not household words because by the time they are household words, they're too highly priced. However, and we found this interesting as well, Netflix, in its early days as a public company, did satisfy the researchers' definition of a lottery stock. But of course, it doesn't today. The complete story, by the way, is on MarketWatch.com. Well, here's one for you. Pinterest reported blowout third quarter earnings this week with revenue up 58% year over year. Its strong quarter was due to a combination of factors, most of which are related to the coronavirus pandemic, like increased engagement during COVID-19 lockdowns, a rise in online shopping, and people seeking an escape from a grim news cycle. Pinterest saw a 37% increase in monthly active users since last year, with strong growth among young users. The company also noted user growth after the release of the iOS 14, when users were looking for some home screen inspiration. Pinterest is unique among social media apps for its lack of news posts and internet trolls. Its strong quarter proves that the app is a pleasant, dependable distraction during a challenging time. So now you know. Take a breather. Check out Pinterest. Well, there was only one word for the stock market this past week, and that was brutal. The usual store of worries, election uncertainty, COVID's resurgence, and stalled stimulus talks no doubt weighed large on investors during a broadly brutal Friday for the U.S. equities. The Dow came off session lows but still closed down by more than 157 points at 26,501, while the NASDAQ shed 274 points. Tech took a beating and ended the day at 10,911, and the S&P 500 fell by more than 40 points or 1.2% to 3,269. Some weird things happened just before Halloween on Wall Street. For example, Apple slightly topped earnings expectations, but shares slumped 5.6% due to a 20% decline in quarterly sales and a lack of forward-looking guidance. Facebook's top and bottom lines easily exceeded estimates, but declining volume of U.S. and Canadian users triggered a 6.3% exodus from its shares. Amazon.com managed a street-beating 37% jump in revenues and profits that were 67% better than estimates. But the stock sank 5.5% thanks to a disappointing fourth-quarter earnings estimate amid high COVID-19-related costs. Weird stuff just before Halloween. And finally, there's this. Binging on Netflix movies and shows just got more expensive. The streaming giant has raised the price of its standard and premium plans to $13.99 and $17.99 a month, respectively, for new subscribers. Now, the basic plan stays unchanged at $8.99 a month. Current users will see the new fees over the next couple of weeks. Netflix last increased fees in January of 2019, and the latest jump comes as streaming competition increases and subscription growth slowed following a pandemic boom earlier in the year. Netflix says the increase will allow it to invest more heavily in the quality and quantity of its content. Speaking of content, click ahead for some fun with Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine as we chat it up about stuff to do in the Des Moines, Iowa metro this weekend into next week. Expect, by the way, nothing too serious.